One long car journey back from Durham, which is quite a way, Josh and I spent at least an hour going through every single name of the letter of the alphabet, trying to think of the perfect dog name. In, of course, the end, I chose a completely different name altogether. Or the kitten. We thought the kitten was going to be a girl. Girl planning. No, the kitten was a boy. So it was back to the drawing board. All in all, far too many hours have been wasted thinking about names this year in our household. Mostly, of course, I call the cat, but never mind. Mary and Joseph, however, didn't have to waste any time thinking about what they were going to call their baby, because the angel had done all that hard work for them and told him that he had to be called Jesus. Now, when we're choosing a name, or maybe it's a cat name or a dog name or a whatever name, a baby name, most of us pick the sound of something that we actually really like the sound of. But names mean something. So the name Peter. We got any Peters here this morning? No? Oh, yes, we have. Peter, you're here. What does your name mean? Do you know by any chance? What does your... means the rock. Fantastic. We know that. The Bible tells us that, doesn't it? So the name Peter means the rock. Or maybe the name Isaac. Anybody got any Isaac middle names? Lucky, that means laughter. The name Fiona, which is my sister's name, means light, which is quite funny because she's got dark hair. But there we go. And the name Victoria, that means victory. Does anybody else know what their name means? Anyone know what their name means? Go on then. Penny? Faithful. Penelope, faithful. Good one. Pauline, what does... Pauline means little. Yeah? Gift of God. Oh, very nice. Excellent. Sally? Of course. Brilliant. Fantastic. So mine's Joanna, which means God has been gracious to us, so given us things that we don't deserve. You can take that whichever way you like to mean in that. Now, in Bible times, people took names really seriously. It mattered what you were called. And in fact, if you look through the Old Testament, there are some really bad names that children were given by their parents, like the Lord has abandoned us and left us forever kind of names, things that you really wouldn't like to be called. But names really mattered because they were so special. They were like the essence of who you were. They were as important as the actual person themselves. So to say nasty things about someone's name was really serious. It was as bad as punching them in the face. Names were that important. Now, in Breakfast at Nine this year, we've been looking at the Moses' journey with the Israelites. We started off with small Moses in a basket, and we've kind of gone through. We've left Egypt. We are now at Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments, and we've got halfway through. We've done five. We've put five off to the next year. But commandment number, I wonder if anybody can tell me who's there. Which number is the one that's about using God's name in an inappropriate way? I wonder if anyone knows. Which number?
21.
Good work. Excellent. So the number three is about not using God's name in a casual way. That's why we don't want to be using the word God or any other names of God, Jesus Christ, any of those things, as a swear word. God just wants us to use his name when we're talking to him, because his name is really precious. But back to the baby, to Jesus and his name. I've put up on the screen what the word Jesus means. It means the Lord saves. Yahweh, when we see Lord in capitals like that in our Bibles, it's the actual name given to God in Exodus of I am who I am, I am. So the I am God, the way he makes himself known to the Israelite people especially, that God is going to save. So Jesus is given this particular name to make it really sure we all know why he's come. God didn't decide to come into the world as a human being just for a laugh. Or because he thought, you know what, I really wonder what it's like being human. I should try that. Or, those guys need a great holiday. They need a really good excuse to have some food and crackers. I'm going to pop down. No, none of those reasons. Jesus came to do something. And that mission, that thing he came to do, was to save people. People needed rescuing, and God himself came to do it. Now, this is probably old news for all of us here today. We all know, I expect, that Jesus is our saviour. But sometimes I wonder if we need to remember that we really do need rescuing. Sometimes we live as though we've got it sussed. We're sorted. We know what we're doing. But actually, when we look around our world, it's really clear we need rescuing, isn't it? Quick aside, I don't know if any of you besides me and Claire watch Doctor Who.
Maybe.
Yes, one or two others. So Doctor Who's really interesting at the moment. The BBC is making a real social commentary on Doctor Who, okay? So if you want to know what's trendy, you watch Doctor Who. I won't tell you what's happening. But in general, humanity is not painted well. You know, they're always in trouble. There's always something that's bringing out the worst in them. They always need rescuing. Watch last week's episode if you want to see the latest version of that. I won't spoil it for Penny. But oh my word, what a mess we're in. And it's all our fault, let's be honest. War, a lot of the environmental destruction, poverty, mental health crisis. We really do need rescuing, don't we? If we're honest, we're in trouble. Now, of course, it's much easier to see the problems out there. You've only got to watch or listen to the news for about 5 seconds and it's very in your face. God sees the brokenness. And what did he do? Well, he didn't send a politician because politics isn't going to sort it. He didn't send a doctor because healthcare's not going to fix it. He didn't send a scientist because science isn't going to mend our world. And he didn't send a comedian because, fun though it is, laughter's not the solution. God sent Jesus, a saviour, because he knew that our greatest need was to have our sin forgiven, our relationship with God restored fully, deeply, have our selfish hearts transformed. God knew we needed to be rescued. And so he came as a saviour. So Jesus didn't come just because it was something to do, to make our life a little bit easier, to give us an extra little something, or because he thought we were a bit bored and needed an activity for Sundays. He came because we desperately need him. We need his help. And I wonder if this morning that's something you need to remember afresh. Maybe you need Jesus to do something really big for you. Maybe you need some really serious help with something that you're struggling with. Or maybe you haven't really acknowledged that you personally do need rescuing. We do all need Jesus to rescue and save us. Children, adults, the smallest, the oldest. We all need to ask Jesus to save us. Maybe today's the day. Or maybe you need to remember that other people really desperately need Jesus' rescue as well, whether they know it or not. It's easy to kind of forget, isn't it? Everyone sometimes seems so kind of together when you look out there. It feels like everyone else has got things sorted. But actually they haven't, and they do need Jesus too. Maybe you need to remember that we've been given the most amazing good news for our dark world. So Jesus means the Lord saves. But that's not the only name that Jesus was given in that reading that Renee brought for us. Did you notice that other one, Emmanuel, which we were told in the reading means God with us? If you look behind you, there's a fantastically big poster to remind us, Emmanuel, God with us. Sometimes we spell it with an E, sometimes with an I, because it's not an English word anyway, but it means God with us. Jesus was God. He wasn't God's messenger boy, he was God himself. And he came to be with us, to be with you, to be with me. Is that not amazing? That actually the Almighty God came to be with people. Maybe that's what you need to be remembering again, that God is right with us, right here. Extraordinary. Which means that God really does know what we're going through. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus has been tempted in every way, just like us. He got hungry, tired. He lost people he cared about. He knows what suffering's like. He knows. He understands, which is why we're told to call on him in our time of need. And he's still here with his Spirit, Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe this morning that's the name of Jesus you need to grasp hold of and make yours afresh today. Do we need to know that God's not just like interested in us in a sort of vague, general kind of way, but he's really with you, right there, all the time, whatever we need. Emmanuel, God with us. These are the two names that the angel talked about with Joseph. But there are lots of other names that we see in the Bible. Some of those were in that video that we saw just before Renee spoke. The Prince of Peace, Light of the World, Wonderful Counselor. But the final one I'm just going to pick out right now is in the next chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the bit that we often have read in our carol services. If you come along this evening to St. Mary's, we will have that bit from Matthew chapter 2 with the wise men visiting, because they're following the star to find a king. These wise men knew that the star pointed to the promised king. Now, I don't think that when they followed the star, they knew that it was pointing to the king. I think they just thought it was a king. But we know, don't we, that it is the King of Kings that the star was going to be pointing to. And maybe that's the name we need to listen to afresh this morning. Maybe we need to take seriously the fact that Jesus is the King. He's not just a little fluffy, cuddly baby. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord. Maybe we need to remember that he needs to be number one. That's where he belongs in our lives. It's really easy, isn't it, to point the finger at other people when they do something that we think isn't right. But I wonder if we're so good at recognising that within ourselves. It's pretty clear that love and humility, justice, mercy, honesty, compassion, these are the things that the Bible is overflowing with. I wonder if we're as passionate about those things as the King of Kings is. I wonder if I am. Maybe that's the thing that we need to seek afresh today. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of everything, and we need to call on his name for our world. We pray, Lord, your kingdom come. Amen.